Chapter 4, What They Saw Through the Window. To begin with, they weren't small children at all. Not all of them, at least. There were small boys and big boys, fathers and grandfathers. Perhaps a few uncles too. And some of those people who live on their own on everybody's road but don't seem to have any relatives at all. They were everyone. "Who are they?" asked Gretel, as open-mouthed as her brother often was these days. "What sort of place is this?"
"I'm not sure," said Bruno,
sticking as close to the truth as possible. "But it's not as nice as home. I do know that much."
"And where are all the girls?" she asked. "And the mothers and the grandmothers?"
"Perhaps they live in a different part," suggested Bruno. Gretel agreed. She didn't want to go on staring, but it was very difficult to turn her eyes away. So far, all she had seen was the forest facing her own window, which looked a little dark, but a good place for picnics if there was any sort of clearing further along it. But from this side of the house, the view was very different. It started off nicely enough. There was a garden directly beneath Bruno's window, quite a large one too, and full of flowers which grew in neat orderly sections in soil that looked as if it was tended very carefully by someone who knew that growing flowers in a place like this was something good that they could do, like putting a tiny candle of light in the corner of a huge castle on a misty moor on a dark winter's night. Past the flowers, there was a very pleasant pavement with a wooden bench on it, where Gretel could imagine sitting in the sunshine and reading a book. There was a plaque attached to the top of the bench, but she couldn't read the inscription from this distance. The seat was turned to face the house, which usually would be a strange thing to do. But on this occasion, she could understand why.